We're on page 135. Page 135. The Chacham and the Tam. Kashem is Beninim Ais Vav. Kashem is Beninim Medemuya Ais Chacham and Tam. Avchinim Shiesh Beneim Shloisha Havdeilim Besisa. When we go further to understand the difference between these two types of people. And again, it's not a pure Chacham and a pure Tam. We all, people have netiyas more towards this way, more towards the other way that we've been learning for the past few weeks. So, Kashem is Banim B'dmuyas Chacham V'tam, Mavchinim, that we see, if we look carefully at these two types, we see that there are three basic differences. Aleph. Hatam Svar Rotzen Tamid. The trademark of the Tam. Which, again, there's no real good translation of the word Tam. They're all different things that they use, but it's the mid of Tamimus is a very, very, very deep, it's a very deep Indian to understand what it is. We're trying mostly through examples. You see, it's very hard to touch it up exactly. What is it? When you see it, then you feel what that is, and you see, and you could tell what it is, but it's very hard to translate. But the Tam, the simonim of a Tam. These are simonim. One of the biggest simonim of a Tam is that he's always satisfied. He's always happy. Hatam svar rotzen tamid. He's svar rotzen. He's satisfied. Samech mimashi yesh loy v'tov loy b'chayev. He's happy with what he has. And it's good. He feels that his life is good. V'b'chines ezu osho samech b'chalka. The type of person who is described in the Mishnah, the one who is happy with what he has, Samech Bechelka, that's a rich person. And the Tam is such a person. HaChacham, on the other hand, the Chacham, again, it's only really clear for those who have been learning the Maimer from the beginning what the Chacham is. But the Chacham, Mola Yisuri Nefesh. He's filled with Yisuri Nefesh. He's filled with anguish. He's never ever satisfied. Now remember, we're talking about a person who is an ishruach. I'm not talking about a chacham that's tam, a person who's not a mavakish Hashem. He's a mavakish Hashem. This is the person we've been discussing throughout. But because of that lack of tmimus and because of this midah of chacham, he's never satisfied, and it's always rally. He always feels that things are bad. Ziku mishamayim leis derish mavakesh. On the one hand, he has a schus from Shemayim that he is a person who is a derish. He is seeking the truth, and he is a mavakesh. Ach, noitel brocha zu l'sami einav. But instead of that bracha, that he's a restless soul and he's seeking the truth, instead of that being a source of bracha in his life, it's just the opposite. It causes him not to be able to see. It's the restlessness and the inability to be satisfied with what he has, even in ruchnius, that causes him to constantly be in this state of Yisuri Nefesh. Bli leida keitzer l'hishtamish ba. There is that rotzen, there is that bikush, the seeking, but he doesn't know what to do with it. He can't find his corner of the world and to settle in and to serve Hashem with the Yishuv Hadas. So that's the simon, one simon of the that makes that the chilik between the Tam and the Chacham is Svius Rotzen, Samech Bechelkai. Beis, Hatam Misasik Bechelkai, Asheyu Adlai. These are, of course, all related. The Tam is always Misasik in the chilik that was designated to him, his chilik. And he works in that chilik, and he's happy in that chilik that he has. Li lahabit la'evra acherim klal o'klal. He's never peeking to see what's it like by other people. That doesn't interest him. He's not interested that maybe it could be better. Like we saw, the Chacham is constantly moving from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. and from one Rav, and from one Tzaddik, and from one Sefer, and from one the way, you know, Avodas Hashem, and so on. The Talmud doesn't have this at all. It's Matoivu Alacha Yaakov. He's happy in his place, in his tent. He's not looking to see what's over there. Maybe it's better over there. Even though he's mitered, it could be that there's something else. I remember when I was in yeshiva, there was one of the Rosh Yeshiva, the different shiurim that had different popularity. So this year had 30 people. There was a shiur that had 150 people. The shiur was 75. And there were two or three old European Rosh Yeshivas. And they had two people. And that was after begging, you know, after the Hanhala begging, you know, these two people to go. So there'd be two people. There was one person. And there was a person that I knew in the yeshiva that he spent 4 years by that rabbi. It was only him and like one other guy. Sometimes it was just him. And he was 4 years by that rabbi. And there was a big thing in the yeshiva, and it was always a big hack, you know, to get to the highest shiurim and to go to Rabbi Yosher Ber, to Rabbi David Lipschitz, Zichronam Levracha, to go to the highest shiurim. And this guy was there all the years. And he's a very quiet person. And he used to pass by and look into the window of the room, the shiur room, and see the Rebbe. He was sitting like this, and the Rebbe was yelling and screaming at him and everything. And he sat like that for years. It once happened that by supper, he was at the table, and I was talking to him. And I asked him, so you've been there for so many years. So I was asking, like, how do you, you know, what is it that's keeping you there? What is it? So he just said, I like it very much. I learned very well. I have an Adam Gadol all to myself, and it's wonderful. I'm just learning like that. He didn't have any of this Indian like that of the whole hack in the yeshiva, who's with which yeshiva, and to move up and to say that I'm in this shiur or that shiur, and to have this shtickel lamdas or that shtickel lamdas. And he probably learned more than all of us together. He was literally with another Gadol. I had this chus of one zman I spent, I decided I was going to do that. One zman I decided, and I would have stayed longer, except the Rosh Yeshiva, if this Rebbe wasn't well afterwards. He's a world famous Goyin, Mamish Goyin Olam, and he spoke very little English, and at that time, my Rebbe was staying in Eretz Yisrael after Sukkos, and we didn't know when he was coming back. And so there was another, like a substitute to say this year. But I thought I would use this as an opportunity to go to this person, who I had read some of the things that, some of his shiurim, things from 40 years, 50 years ago. It was a Talmud of a Baruch Ber. It was a very big Lamdan. But he was very, very wild. Very wild person, and he didn't speak much English, so you know, my friends were making fun of me. I thought it would be an interesting adventure, and it turned out to be unbelievable. I would have stayed with him, and he didn't learn the Masech. We learned Masech of the Zara together. The Holy She was learning something else. He didn't care. They say that Rabbi Yosher Ber said on him that he's an Emes Alamdan. There's a guy. His name was Rabbi Noach Borenstein. So a guy. In Europe, he was famous, but he came here. It was a little bit of a different type of a person. It wasn't a, and so I sat like this next to him. He sat over here, and the kolos of Rakim, the pushing and shoving. He was grabbing me all the time and pushing me and yelling at me and he'd get up, he was upset with me, he'd leave the room, I didn't know when he was coming back. And I would sit there and I'd wait and he'd come back in, and it was just this thing that we had there that year. It was around 8 months that I was there, and it was the most unbelievable experience. And I used to see my friends laughing in the hall, you know, they would pass by, they would see him, he would push me. Like, he would yell, you know, in learning, he would... I couldn't speak in Yiddish. I couldn't communicate. So, and he spoke. I understand the Yiddish that he spoke. I understood, but I couldn't speak to him. He was always, and there was always a, I couldn't, I don't know, he didn't feel he understood me. And I was trying to make myself clear, and he was always, huh? What? Ah! And then he would push me. And he slammed the Gemara shut, and then sometimes he'd be on a different Gemara. He didn't even tell me to prepare the Gemara, and I would start to, and I'd have to read, and he'd start to yell at me, and then he was upset me. He'd walk to the back of the room, and he'd sit by the window, look out the window like this. For half hour, he'd look like that. Just look out the window. And I would sit and wait. And then he'd come back, and he'd be fine. He was happy. He'd kind of start again, and he'd start yelling. It was all, it was such a thing. But, oh, was, the learning was unbelievable. He was talking to me like he prepared a shiur for 100 people. He had such a, I don't even know if he had to prepare. He had such a mind. It was so fierce, and it was hard for me because it was the you know, the Yiddish, and he was. It was like a bombardment of learning of lumdus, and I had to prepare every day. I had to come there prepared. If I said something wasn't right, if I didn't answer, he would ask me this. I didn't answer, he was getting upset with me. But I loved it. I loved it. But it wasn't the style, you understand? It wasn't the style. It's not the style is to go to where everybody goes and to hear. The simon of the Tom is that. Like I asked this guy, it wasn't him, it was a different yeshiva. I asked him, it was also one of the Rosh Yeshivas from long, long time ago that they kept in the yeshiva. And this person told me, he says, that I'm so happy. No, he didn't want to look for a higher yeshiva, to go here, to go there. It's just, it's tively. It's good for me. And I'm learning. And I wasn't thinking about, you know, it's going to be a shidduch or... In those days, anyway, that wasn't like this. Or everybody just got married. They didn't have a whole Indian about it. And what's going to say on the resume and so on. It's just the mitzvahs of Samech Bechelka. Even Ruchnis, there's an Indian like that. This is what I'm talking about. It's Mesasa Bechelka. We will have it leva chem klal o klal. I'd have to go see. Maybe it's better by the other. It doesn't have this Indian. Kol yachasor legabi acherim mismatze b'mishpat yisaydi echad. His entire way of relating to other people can be summed up in a sentence that's from Rabbi Nachman from the stories. Mali b'ze, ze ma'ase shaloi, ze ma'ase shali. If you ask him, what do you think about the other? He says, Mali b'ze, what do I have for that? Ze ma'ase shaloi, that's his ma'ase, that's his life. Ze ma'ase shali. And this is my ma'ase. Void lom, that's in the story of the Chacham Natan, in the Sipur Maisius. Void lom lom adabi mecherim. And besides, what do I have to talk about other people? Can you imagine just to live by this sentence? Just this sentence, it seems so simple. Ze maisa shaloi, ze maisa shali. That's his maisa, this is Yanma's maisa, this is my maisa. Besides, what do I have to talk about other people? Hachacham mar be'esig machshavtoi. The Chacham is always thinking about what other people are thinking. He's always thinking about other people, what they're thinking. Raya behem shleimus gedayla mishalai. Of course, it's always grizzling him that there's somebody that's greater than him. There's somebody that has a bigger shleimus than his. As I told the Maaseh that I heard from Chassid Shid a few weeks ago, I heard from the Chassid, he said that, I think maybe I told you. I remember I told my father, I don't remember I told you, but it stopped me if I told you. But there was a, this Chassid told me, Maestro, that there was a Yid that came to Gan Eden, he came to Elam Haba, and they were showing him around. They assigned the Malach to take him a little bit around to see what's doing. And the Malach takes him to the Heichel of Avram Avinu, and the Malach opens up the door and he sees the Avram Avinu and there are a lot of people talking to him and learning and so. Well, then they go a little bit further and they open up. He opens up the Malach. He says, "Oh, that's Moshe Rabbeinu," and all people talking, a lot of tzaddikim and tanoim and Avraham standing on Moshe Rabbeinu talking. And they go to other places, Mashiach, David, Malach, all different places. And the Malach opens the door and there's one Alta Yid sitting by a table. With the Gemara. So there's nobody else there. So the fellow asks the Malacha, who's this? So he said that he's a Litvish Shalamdan. He's a Litvish Shalamdan, and it wouldn't be a Gan Eden for him if he thought that somebody could learn like him. So they wanted to give him a Gan Eden that he should just be by himself, because this way he feels no one can hold, he can't talk to anybody in learning. No one can understand his learning, his level of learning. There's such a thing as a person that if he, no matter how much he's accomplishing, he's always thinking about how somebody else is doing better and something else is accomplishing more and so on. And he's not b'shleimus because of that. He can't be happy. Mekane, he's jealous. Opesei achareyem. And he's following them, what they're doing and where they're holding. B'li lo hashi slave, shiyesh lo samiyachit oisai, b'kach olav lasok, without staying focused on his own life and what's different about himself and what he needs to work on. Gimel. Hatam makir b'nekudas or b'toiv shebechol dover umamin bo. The Tam is a person who's oyev yomim lirois toiv. Lirois toiv. He's always, in everything he sees, the nekud of or, of light and toiv, and believes that it's be'emes toiv. He doesn't have a thousand cheshbonos that really there's an ulterior motive. And really this person is not who he claims to be or he tries to present himself to be. The Tam doesn't have that in him. He believes in the toiv that he sees. And even more than he could see. Nasa sholem ima'at ha'toiv ashegila. He's b'shleimus with whatever toiv he was able to reveal. Ad sha'achin mizdabik bo'i umis'ala. And he's mizdabik in the toiv. Allah, and it brings him up higher and higher. Beside, achayz b'miktsasai, achayz b'kulai. Achuz b'miktsasai, achuz b'kulai. If you're holding on to a part, you're already holding on to the entire thing. So it doesn't have to be the whole thing. Hachacham, makir b'chisarin shebechol dar. The nature of the chacham is that he notices right away, he zooms in on what's lacking in this, what's missing in this person, in this shir, in this article, everything, and he considers himself, of course, to be a very, very critical thinker. Nemesis, he's dumb critical, and he's critical, and he finds the chesrinus in everything. That's also the nature of this type of a chacham. A chacham maki b'chesrin shebechol davar, v'daito tamid el hashlili, and he's thinking all the time about the minuses, what's negative. Chaykir or Baidik, everything he has to check a thousand times. Umafashvesh, Limke Kol Nakuda, he has to go around scratching around in every single Nakuda. Umishagilas Chesraina Nirtahimeno. Until finally, he's able to find what's wrong with this, what's missing in this, and then he could go away from it. He doesn't stay to fix anything, doesn't stay to help, his Indian is to find what's wrong. He's a chacham, and the chacham, and not in the way that we're learning in the first line, but of chachme in kedusha. This personality of the chacham is constantly looking for any chesaron, and then once he finds the chesaron, then he's happy. So you have that in every tzibur. You see that you'll ask one person, the tam will say, "Oh, it's so wonderful here. The people are so nice to me, and this one said good Shabbos to me." And then you have the chacham comes in. That place is a miserable place. Not one person said good Shabbos. And if they said good Shabbos, they didn't mean what they said. It wasn't with a shmechel. It wasn't a heart said good Shabbos. They'll always say, "I used to daven here. There was a Gavaldigesh, and here it was like that, and this was like this, and everything." And they always go from one place to the other place, like this, making everybody miserable. Everything is always negative, and there's always to find chesroinus. If a guy gets up to daven for the omen in front of this guy, it's always like he did this, and it was this too long, it was too short. He doesn't say the right ivri. He doesn't know the nusach. He doesn't know the why did he pick this niggin? He should have picked that niggin. There's a gzeirah that every shul, even if there are 10 people in the shul, every shul has at least a yid like this, and usually there's more. Also, these are the ones that, by the way, if someone makes a mistake in the laning, you see, he's like waiting there to pounce. You know, he's and he and if and if somebody would go through the whole lane without making a mistake, it was ruins his Shabbos. Not one mistake. They were kind of a, couldn't even get you know an S or an Ace. I just couldn't get anything. That's the worst Shabbos for this guy, because his holiness to show that he knows the Ivri. So in his sometimes he's so anxious that he'll scream out a correction just because there wasn't one mistake, and then people shushke him, and he'll go. He wanted to say you're sorry. He'll just like in his chumash is a different gersa, something like that. I'll go back into his chumash, seeing that he waiting to get that guy, and all the balakriya. They'll even do it to a kid. You know, there's a kid that gets it. These people to go into chaparayim. Like it's a, like this is the biggest aveir in the world. If you miss this kind of nice aveir, and it's a certain in everything. He's the same way. He's the same way at home. Is this everything is with this a chachma. How it could be different and it could be better and so on. Yesh l'tam lechem tzar umayim lachatz. Very often the tam just has a little bit of bread and water. I mean, he lives a simple life. Aval ma'at hazeh yokev v'chavi be'enav, but the little bit that he has is precious and is beloved in his eyes. Kechol ha'madanim like the most delicious things in the world, like also one of Rabbi Nachman's stories about the husband, the man that he would ask his wife to bring out his fur coat, and it was the same shmat to bring out the delicious gourmet meal. It was the same potato for the last 50 years, and he had such a hana from every simple thing that he had in his life. Everything he had in his life was this was like a fur coat, and this was like the most delicious meat, and this was everything to him was good. Because he knows that any of these madanim that Hashem put into the world, that there is what is lahavias adam l'day svi of a karis ruach. So of course, that a person should be satisfied and should be happy. Since this guy is happy with his bread and water. He's happy with his simple meal. Samech b'kach sheyesh leikol. He feels he has everything. K'madat Omar, shleimus suda, eine beribim ha-macholim. He says the main thing about a suda is not how much food you have, ele ba'echus u'betam shebema'at, that the quality and that it has a good taste. He's happy. And it's the simplest food. It's also good. Es hanosh mafikim achareim mibigdeim hamufuarim. Next page. Vanechbadim. And we have these people that they have to have the most fancy and beautiful clothing. Moitzi bebeged ha'echad sheyesh lo. He has this one outfit, this one suit, whatever. He's got this one thing, and he has karis ruach. He's happy. Ma'isi yodav chavivim ve'inav. Whatever he makes with his own hands, whatever he works on, it's very, very. He feels very close to that. He feels very happy about it. Even though it's true that in the store you could buy something nicer, but he made it. He's happy. It's hard to find people like this anymore. It's hard to find. He's filled with satisfaction and with joy. Whatever he did with his own hands, like in the story of the Chacham and the Tam. Ve'hevilei revach muat, and he makes a little bit of profit. It doesn't have to become a gvir. Bechinas adam roitzah bekav shaloi, yoyisim etisha kav shalchaver, like Chazal say, that a person wants and has more pleasure from something that he worked for and that he did with his own hands more than 9 portions that somebody else did and somebody else made. Like there was a person, an ish novin, a wise person, that he wanted. There was something very, very expensive. He didn't have the money to buy it. And they recommended, why don't you borrow money to buy this? Is there a gzeira from Shemayim that I should be a Baal Chayv, that I should owe money to other people, and that I don't have people, I borrow money from people and I can't pay them back. Mutav eya Baal Chayv Lagufi. Better I should owe my body. In other words, there's something I wanted to get, I can't afford it, better I should owe myself than to owe somebody else. Alibnei Beisi, to owe myself, or if it's my own family, than to borrow from other people. Hadorisha mimeni law says vein biyadi, that they're going to ask me to pay and I don't have money to pay back. Milyez bal chayv lachem, I don't want to be a bal chayv, I don't want to owe people. Vemila machayvus, in other words, ze shoim hatam la'atzmai. The Tam always says to himself, hey nigzer al hanivrish lo yehe lehakol. It's exer from Shemayim that we're created here in this world and we don't have everything in this world. The person doesn't leave the world with half of what he wanted. Better I should have less, but whatever I have, I should be happy with. That's the way he lives. It could be that the Tam is not as talented as the Chacham. Like in the story of the Chacham and the Tam, that the Tam was not a good shoemaker. And yet in the end, he turned out to have a better life and to be more successful than the Chacham, who couldn't understand how come people were hiring the Tam and they were going to him, and he, the Chacham, was so much more talented, and how come people weren't running to him? In the end, the Tam was more of a successful person than the Chacham. You thought he had Tam Echein, ain't a Baal Kishon, even though he might not be as big a Baal Kishon as the Chacham. Could be Shiyidiyosav, Asagosav, Rabbis Ma'ayt. The Chacham could know a lot and has a tremendous amount of information and knowledge. Avalatam Mechuber and Lakudas Etzem, Shebechal Mash Zachabai. But the Tam is Mechuber, is deeply attached to the essence of whatever it is that he was Zaychet to know and have in his life. He's connected to it, he's attached to it. The Chacham's not attached to anything. Everything is just fist. And he doesn't connect to the etzim. L'zoyis yikari shleimus be'enav. Hachacham ena zoyche l'zeh. The Chacham is not zoyche for this kind of shleimus. For the Tam, this is shleimus. Ki mirayv chachmaso, because of the chachma of the Chacham, ki mirayv chachmaso, yesh l'chush l'hakir tamid b'chesreinus, u'b'shlili sh'b'chadar. He has a chush. He's able to pick up on the imperfections of everything and everybody. But not only other people. The gam b'chisven oisav shalai. He's also very critical of himself. He's critical of himself. He's never happy with himself. Makir olam. Since he's so worldly, and since he knows so much about what's out there, Makir olam v'yadeya shaklapi ha-merchav shalabri, and he knows that compared to the great expansiveness of the entire world, ain't erech l'maisev. What value do his actions have? What did he accomplish? What does he have l'maisev? Al-Kain, therefore, mola yisurei nefesh. He's filled with yisurei nefesh. V'nemoyte shalva v'simcha. He cannot find peace or simcha. Lo'kal han yisayin avuro. It's difficult. It's not easy that the nisayin is this nisayin. He knows that he's sharper and shrewder than the Tam. He knows that in a debate he could kill the Tam. In any debate he could wipe him out in front of the people. He could for sure in any debate. And he sees that it makes him crazy. But the Tam is happy. And even though the Tam is not trying to win over people, people love him. And people respect him. And the Chacham doesn't have that. And despite all of that, he still is convinced that he's right. He still is convinced that he's right, this is the right way of life. Despite the fact that he has all of the pain from this Chachma, nevertheless, and even though he sees that the Tam is living a life of simcha, The Chacham goes on in this way. Yesha Reichish, Zayin Yesha Reichish, Kaiva Norvia. If a person who gets a very nice hat, Wafu'ul Lefi Taimar, which is according to him, is very beautiful. So since he thinks that all people have the same taste, he assumes that the same way that he loves this hat, that everybody else is admiring his hat. They also think it's gewaldig. And sometimes he'll give up his own taste. As long as he thinks that other people are looking at him and it's something special that he's wearing. So you see that you'll have people that they'll wear things even though they know themselves. When they look in the mirror, if they put something, this thing on, you have women especially because they're more in the union of clothing, or men are not so far behind. But they put on some sort of an outfit, and it, most likely when they look in the mirror, they realize that it looks like it's from a circus. It looks like mamish, like a clown. But since other people are machshav of that, you know, like they say in the New York Times, when I was a kid, you see they have these models. They would dress them. They look like they're from another planet. They would wear like crazy things, and then everybody said that this is the ofna, right? This is the style. And then you have all these ladies. It must be that they think it looks crazy. But if it's going to make a reishim on other people, and I'm going to be in their eyes somebody that's stylish and somebody that's fashionable, so they put on, they'll wear it, even though it's not their taste. Achanov and Maven Lenochan. However, the person who's truly wise understands. Shekeshem she'ein patzufeyim shavim, the same way that no two people look the same, ain't they same shavas. They also have different tastes and think differently. So everybody has their own taste. Therefore, he prefers to take something which he's comfortable with his own taste and the taste of his wife or husband. His chaverim, and so on, his family, his rebbeim. And Bailey came as my Mishnah, as we derech Yisharu Shiavel Adam. The Mishnah says that we should be conscious of what other people. We're not supposed to neglect our appearances. It's supposed to go in a way that's presentable. But presentable doesn't mean to the entire world. It means to your in your little circle with your family and your close your rebbeim and your family and so on. That's what it means. Tiferes lemanot doesn't mean it has to be tiferes from strangers from everybody else. Enam achapes chashivas bein hashar. He doesn't care what the other people think. He's not looking for chashivas in other people's eyes. Not because he looks down on other people. That's not why it doesn't bother him. Simply, you can't appeal to everybody. And the Mishnah, when it said that it should be Tiferes Leman Adam, doesn't mean from every person in the world. And it certainly doesn't mean from some fashion designer someplace that's making a living off of making people look like they're from a foreign planet. It's first of all, the means to be clean and to be presentable and to be concerned that in your circle this is an acceptable, this is a nice and neat and appealing or attractive way to dress, not what other people are thinking. Page 137. Zu darke shel tam. This is the life of the tam. Ha hilach bedarke chaim sheish bem tiferes l'atzmai. He himself lives a life that's filled with pride, his own pride, you know, what he's doing and his chaylik, and l'atzmai ulasayvavav, and he's pleasing to the people who are around him. Af ki ein behem tiferes shleimus beinei shara achayim. Even though these people that he's close to, they might be considered in the eyes of other people not to be cool, or to be, you'll see the high school kids are even younger now, these are nerds, these are the you have this cliques that you'll have the guys, the ones that are this, and the girls, there's the thing is to be cute and normal, there are the cute, normal girls, and then the ones that are not cute, or cute and not normal, or normal but not cute, and all these different groups that they divide into. Then you'll have some will say, those are the, that, you have the girls will say, oh, those are, no, that's the Borough Parkish type, that's the Borough Parkish, and these are the flip-outs, and these are the Harrys, and these are the nerds. No, different Lashinas to say that these are, you're not familiar with any of these Lashinas. You don't have teenage children. These are not from unser mention. These are like michutz. They're not with it. They're not with it. Could be such nerds you don't know that. I don't know. They're not with it. These people are not with it. The whole term, the word. I don't know when it started. The word nerd. It's such a mean. It's used so casually. The way kids, I'm not saying Baruch Hashem, the children that they have grown it, but there's a tkufa that these words are used so casually that to say on a person, to touch up another person, that they're not with it, they're not cool. That's, I mean, even though the Lashon was there was always these things going on, they had different Lashonas. If a girl doesn't dress in a certain kind of a style, then she's mechutz, and it could be very, very terrible and very cruel to children suffer from these things all the time, being left out and not being part of. A boy's not good at sports or something, so they already passing on him that he's a certain kind of a, or you know, whatever it is. So it could even be a certain way that he talks or a certain way that he dresses, and you know, it's already, you know, it's really not anybody that we want to associate with. This person, the Tom, he has his little chaver and he's happy. Afki yesh lachem shailas al darkai. Even though there are other people that are wondering about him and about how he lives and his life, he doesn't care. Mikom akam dailu bekach shebein levein atzmai. It's enough that within himself. And Levin Chaver Vakraven Rabbaisov, and among his close friends, his family, and his rebellion, Yeshlos Hatshuvos Habihiros Al Darko. They understand this way of life. Doesn't have to. Is not concerned with having to explain to other people why he is this way and why he's that way. Doesn't make a difference to him. Ach Chacham Mechabis Ma'isim Sheyesh Bem Teferes Beinei Acherim. The Chacham is always looking for ways to do things that will bring him more glory in the eyes of other people. And it doesn't bother him the fact that that way of acting or talking or dressing or whatever it might be doesn't make tiferes to him, and doesn't make tiferes not to him and to those people who are close to him. She'll have something that will wear clothing that are completely unbecoming, a boy more with a girl that will wear something totally unbecoming because she thinks that this is a teferis lam in her adam, that this is somehow looks a certain way in the eyes of other people, and she doesn't look at herself and to see herself how this is something which is degrading and humiliating for Bas Yisrael to dress this way, and she can walk into a simcha and that people should look at her, and she could wear clothing that's five sizes too small, and she's walking on such heels that she's always afraid she's going to fall, and she falls, it's like from three stories, she's going to hurt herself, and she's uncomfortable, and she's wearing, everything is tight, and the heels are like this, and she's walking in, and she's got so much makeup that it's all over the place, and the whole tzura, and even though for herself and who she is, this is uncomfortable, and it's even ugly, but she thinks that it's Tiferes Lam HaAdam. She thinks that it's a Tiferes Lam HaAdam, that it fits into the outside world, and that they're going to look at that, and they're going to admire that, and she has their approval. Again, these inyanim of clothing is more common by women, but it's by men as well. Even though he himself is wondering whether he is doing the right thing. In other words, he has questions about himself. But it's okay. It's at least other people look up to me. Other people admire my clothing, the way that I talk. Even though he could ask big questions on himself. It's okay. It's all kedai. Just so that other people should see him a certain way. Hamarichim is tzada v'yesh lahem tshuvas lefidaitam. That they understand this and they like it, even though he himself doesn't know why he's dressing this way. He himself doesn't know why he's not just with clothing, why he's living this life. But if other people have answers, that's the main thing. If other people understand this, and other people have determined that this is an attractive way to look or a way to live, so then he's happy. And she's happy. Happy, but not really, because besoich soichai, deep inside, misuchseches nefesh achachim imhacheim sha'avuram chai. The emes is that he doesn't get along with the people for whose sake he's living. Because he's living for Yanim. He's living for somebody else, and he doesn't even like them. He's living for other people, and inside of himself, he doesn't respect them, he doesn't even like them. Eina machshivam. He's not machshiv. The same people that he's always worried about what they think, he's not machshiv them. Even though it seems that he's machshiv them, because he's so worried what they think about him, but the emes, he's not machshiv them. Al af ercham. Ki raya behem es chesroinim. He sees all of their chesroinim. Ita margish sha'olim en yadeh l'natzloi. Oftentimes he feels that people, any oftentimes ita margish sha'olim, the world, en yadeh l'natzloi. They don't know how to take a proper advantage of him. Then in other words, he has so much to offer, and how come they don't understand this? V'shesoyevav enim evinim alav. But people don't understand how great he is and who he is. Kishem shechisar nachem golul einav. The same way that he sees everybody else's chesroinus, sover shechesroin golul hem. He begins to think that they must see my chesroinus. They see my chesroinus. Lachen einu mamim bezer shem yaku mechabed. Even if somebody is mechabed him, and even if somebody does pay him or her a compliment, he doesn't believe that it's wholehearted. Because since he's so critical, since he's such a chacham, since he looks down on everybody, he sees the faults in everybody, he assumes that other people look at him the same way. So even when someone's nice to him, he says, that's not real. It's not real. They're just trying to get something from me. That's not really being nice. They're not really nice. Because he looks at everybody that way. He looks at the chesronis in everybody. So he assumes that people are also like that, the same way he is. Therefore, ain't a mamin b'zeshom yaku mechabdo. Even if someone's mechabedin, and if someone treats him in a beautiful way, he doesn't believe that it's sincere. Koshlo lekabel mila tovim acherim. It's hard for him to hear, even though his whole life is snoring for compliments. When he gets a compliment, he says he doesn't believe it. He doesn't enjoy it. All he wants is a compliment. All this person wants is a compliment. But when you give a compliment, doesn't have any hanor from it. He doesn't believe the person. The person's a liar. The person's trying to get something from me. So all they're doing is the whole time is fishing for compliments from them, and they get a compliment, they don't believe it. And me'elon aveh hevdel ha'shlishi. And from here there comes out another difference. Hatam me'ach shehoga lahamik l'galas emes v'tayv b'chaldava. The nature of the Tom is that he's constantly thinking deeply to Mangala the truth and what's true and what's good in whatever he has, his life, his family, his circle of friends, his clothing, his food, his children, his wife, his toiv, the shul that he's in, the neighborhood that he lives in. This person is Yeshba Nikiyas Das Lahakya Divrei Emes. His mind is clean. And he's able to recognize Divrei Emes. He's able to recognize the truth. Kol yomav mechapis oimek. All of his life he's searching for depth. V'lo yroichav, not breadth. Ribui ba'al mestam alat. He's looking for the oimek. He's looking for the depth. Alken karva le'emes. Therefore, he's always connected to the truth. He's close to the truth. V'samech livgosh afilu ma'ata himena. And he's happy in whoever he meets. He sees the emes of that. And every person is good. And he sees the emes in every single thing, in every single person, every single place. He's able to find what emes there is over there. And he enjoys that. Brahm, however, ma'abota shel ha'chacham, the way that the chacham looks, chitzoni v'shitchi, with chitzoni is and shitchi is in a superficial way, tamid shoytet v'mechavim kamuyis, he's always sailing, looking around for more, bigger and more, bli limtsoisam la'amitam, never to squeeze out the truth, and what's good. I just had such a beautiful thing that my daughter told me today, Suri. She said that she was taking my grandson, Levi Yitzchak, she was taking him to a cheder. And the cheder, see, it's like the cheder, you know, it's not in a very good neighborhood over there. And there's some rough characters walking around. When my son Manushi was there was actually a shooting that took place and it worked out exactly at recess time. The boys were all able to, that was like their recess. They were watching from upstairs and everybody just came to go inside and the guys were trying to find out what's going on. It was exciting. So he said that Lev Yitzchak, she was letting him off and he dropped his knapsack. The knapsack fell onto the sidewalk, and then it was like a bird that came like swooping like close, and he got very scared, and he went like to go hiding, jumping like he wanted to go back into the car. And right over there, at that exact second, there was walking by a very tall black fellow. And Siri said she saw that the man didn't. This guy didn't see what happened and thought that Levi Yitzchak was running away from him. It was running away from him. And he came next to the car and he was bending down and Levi Yitzchak was scared. And the man said, he just said in the sweetest way, sir, he said, you're afraid of me? And so he said, no, there was a bird that came, he's not afraid. So he said, I just wanted to help you with your knapsack. And he picked up the knapsack and he gave it to Levi Yitzchak. And then he said, you're not afraid of me? And Levi Yitzchak said, no. So he said, then he said, if you give me the pleasure, I could walk you across the street to school. And I said to say, oh, well, but Suri's like, you know, she's like, she's easy like that. And he walked Levi Yitzchak across the street. So I said, just tell him not to take other people's hands over there. You know, it's not so. You were there, you were watching, and it wasn't so crazy about the whole. The ending got me a little bit nervous, but okay. But Siri's a very is in the shaman, the key of ma'oid. And I was thinking about it, how he was hurt. This man, he's a kind-hearted, decent human being, and he was hurt because he saw that the child was. He thought, but really he was, but. He would have probably been frightened of him all. I mean, of him also. But he was. He thought that the little boy is afraid of him, and he seemed there's nothing to be afraid of. And then, if you trust me, then you know. Okay. And there's something very very sweet about it. There's a certain parshas and a certain tmimus that when you see in a person, it's very very delightful. Because nowadays you don't have that so much. It's not so much. Certain kind of a pashto, a certain tmimus. Vidavka, by many black people, you see such a tmimus. There's a very, very beautiful pashto by many of them that you see. A tmimus. And, I mean, not a tmimus, we're not talking about tmimus of that Reb Nachman's talking about the Kedusha, but a tmimus, afal pichein, a tmimus for a ben adam, a human being, a place of tmimus. And it's a beautiful midah to see in a person, such a tmeimus. All human beings to see like that. And I was saying to my wife afterwards, because, and Suri was going on and on and on telling me that how wonderful and this nice man, and I know she's already going to like invite him for Shabbos or something, and I said, because that she was always like that, she was always like this, because she is such a tmeistic person that she always sees everybody like that, and she wasn't afraid for a second. She just sees the good and the tmimus, and that's how it is, that you see one to the other, looks a person who looks at the world that way, just everything to see the toiv, and it goes always together with Simchas Chaim, that pashtus, that Simchas Chaim. This is not the way the Chacham lives. The Chacham doesn't live. Alkein sorva tomid alkol habalufanav. Since he's a chitzaini, he sees everything that in a chitzaini's dig away. He sees everything and he suspects everybody else of being chitzaini. So nobody's sincere. Even the people that say that they care for him or they're friends of his, he's always suspicious that be'emes they're not. Umshumkach enu meniach la'atzmal higara achrav. And therefore he can't connect to people. He simply doesn't connect. Anything that he didn't see with his own eyes, and anything that doesn't make sense to him according to his chachma, he rejects and he denies. I think this is very extreme. Again, remember that we're not saying that one person has all of this. It's that we have some chachmas, some tamimas, most people. But there's a stronger... Some have stronger chachman, the stronger tmimus. Acha kaifer beikah chashon. Until you have a person like this, and this is the story of the chacham at the time, that until the point where the chacham says, "There's bechlam no God. There is no God. He doesn't accept that either. He doesn't trust in that either." Gam behayoyse kvar begehenim eno mamin. And even when they put him to Gehenim, he still doesn't believe in him. The Toya Tomet ha'echem ha'achein emesi. And he's always wondering, Hachein Emesi, is there truth to it? I mean, he's still trying to figure it out. Li'itim chash b'tayaltam shel dvarim kedoshim aparilim alav. Sometimes he feels that there's something of kedusha that makes an impression upon him. V'psara royes kaychem hagarul. He's able to feel that there's great strength and great power to this inyan of kedusha. Makar ayin ba'ayin b'mitzis kiyumu maliadmos. He sees with his own eyes that there's kedusha. Ach lamrois calls us, but despite that, ein lemerapim milishal aleim velutois al kankanim. He still has kashes, and he's always wondering and asking and trying to slug up and disproving. Limtzer lehem pesha b'seichel anashi. How to explain this intellectually? What's the pshat in this? Rayachem anechnoim lehem umishpoim lehem. He sees other people that they machnir themselves to kedusha. They go to the tzaddik and they machnir themselves to the tzaddik, and they humble themselves and because they humble themselves, they're able to receive shefa from the tzaddik. And he looks at this and he has all kinds of kashas on the tzaddik, all kinds of questions. What kind of tzaddik? And it used to be there was another tzaddik, and he's not the real tzaddik. And I saw him once like this. And I read some of his stories, and I don't find it to be particularly sharp. And always something like that. He sees people that they connect to the tzaddik and they're receiving from the tzaddik, or they connect to the kever of a tzaddik, or they connect to the something of davish b'kedusha, and he makes fun of them. What? Because he says they don't really understand anyway. What are they? They're going there like they don't really know what this is. Or malaglik b'libal tmimusam, in his heart he's mocking their tmimus. How they go running after the tzaddik? How they go? He makes fun in his heart. They're fools that believe in everything. You think he's such a big tzaddik. He's not such a big tzaddik. And he makes fun of the people that run after the tzaddik. So those people are living lives of happiness and fulfillment. And he is held prison, a prisoner in the chains of his chachma, and he's tormented by that. And despite all of that, he still is proud of his chachma, and he prides himself on being a chacham, and he looks down on anybody who's not, even though he's the most miserable person in the world. He still prides himself on that midah of chachma. We'll try to finish the Maamar next week.